Welcome to Evening Prayer, Wednesday the 7th of October. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my crag, my fortress, and my deliverer. In my distress I call upon the Lord and cry out to my God for help. He heard my voice in his temple, and my cry came to his ears. He parted the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. He rode upon the cherubim and flew. He came flying on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering around about him, dark waters and thick clouds his pavilion. From the brightness of his presence, through the clouds burst hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered out of heaven. The Most High uttered his voice with hailstones and coals of fire. For you will save a lowly people and bring down the high looks of the proud. You also shall light my candle, and the Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried in the fire. He is a shield to all who trust in him. This evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer arises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 119. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. My soul is pining for your salvation. I have hope in your word. My eyes fail with watching for your word. While I say, oh, when will you comfort me? I have become like a wineskin in the smoke. Yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will your judgment on those who persecute me? Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. The proud have dug pits for me in defiance of your law. All your commandments are true. Help me, for they persecute me with falsehood. They had almost made an end of me on earth, but I have not forsaken your commandments. Give me life according to your loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimonies of your mouth. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. O Lord, your word is everlasting. It ever stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness also remains from one generation to another. You have established the earth, and it abides. So also your judgment stands firm this day, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I should have perished in my trouble. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. I will never forget your commandments, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, O save me, for I have sought your commandments. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will meditate on your testimonies. I have seen an end to all perfection, but your commandments knows no bounds. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Lord, how I love your law. All the day long it is my study. Your commandments have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I am wiser than the aged, because I keep your commandments. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. I restrain my feet from every evil way, that I might keep your word. I have not turned aside from your judgment, for you have been my teacher. How sweet are your words on my tongue. They are sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your commandments I get understanding. Therefore, I hate all lying ways. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Lord Christ, as we sit at your feet, teach us your living way. For you are our word and wisdom, one God with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand, and afterwards receive me with glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Remember your promise of mercy to Abraham and his children forever. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. And the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to all our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, let not our souls be busy ends that have no room for thee or thine, but quiet homes of prayer and praise, where thou mayest find fit company, where the needful cares of life are wisely ordered and put away, and wide, sweet spaces left for thee, where holy thoughts pass up and down, in fervent longing, watch and wait for thy coming. Amen. From the liturgy of the Nestorians of the 5th century. O Lord, let your tranquility dwell upon among us. Let your peace remain in our hearts. May our voices proclaim your truth. May your cross be the guardian of all of our souls. O Lord, make us bold, make us worthy to offer to you pure and holy prayer. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.